44 is a very difficult number to deal with. I know because I'm there. At 44, you're closer to 50 than you are to 30, and yet you still feel like 30 is old. Sure, you may have the kind of job where you don't have to mop up before you go home, but you also can't party till 3 a.m. anymore because you have to get up at 7 to get the kids on the school bus. So what do you do when you find yourself saying, "Who am I and how did I get here?" Well, if you're Mike Tittle, the creative force behind the band New Sincerity Works, you sit down and write a painfully honest album that feels like a musical version of therapy, and you call it 44. In Mike's own words, the music is guitar-driven alt-pop that reflects the realization that life is an uncontrollable ride. However, Tittle has chosen to take this ride with some good friends who also happen to be amazing musicians. Scattered throughout the landscape of 44 is a roll call of local artists that include Bob Nyswanger, Roger Klug, Pat and Sally O'Callaghan, Bradley Scott, and Todd Lipscomb. When New Sincerity Works performs live, Tittle is joined on stage by Jenny Cox, Tom White, and Greg Tudor. Also included among that collection of talented artists is photographer Jack Simon, whose enigmatic imagery of two girls of indeterminate age playing dress-up on the curb makes for an engaging album cover and contrasts well as the only spot of color in the package design.
Stories in your eyes I'd love to read, but they aren't transcribed.
44 opens almost timidly, as if Mike is on his best behavior, not sure if you'll like what he has to say. Using songs like Nowhere, Ohio and Know Yourself, he eases you into his story, for it is a very, almost uncomfortably personal one. And he sets the stage by explaining who he is and how he got here. Yet as raw as these emotions are, they're cloaked in delightful melodies full of multi-layered guitar tracks, upbeat rhythms, and well-balanced vocal harmonies.
The easy chair got thrown away. You came to stay. I'll always love. You gave the love. I love the love. Blowing up everything.
Almost like a blind date. After a few tracks, once you've gotten to know each other, New Sincerity Works hits you with staggeringly beautiful and poignant pieces like Less Me, Less You, I'm Not the Problem, and the jangling birds-like poetry of Vanishing Someone.
When Vanishing Someone, designing a life I don't wanna live unless she's in.
Everywhere throughout 44 are hints of musical influences that span the alt-pop spectrum from The Beatles to Guided by Voices. These are the tools Tittle uses to paint his self-portrait, a work of art that, when you look at it, what you tend to find is yourself staring back at you.
Next time you see me, I'll have long hair, a new stare, a new set of stories you won't really care to hear. Next time you see me, I'll have walls up, a tough gut, cured of all the dreaming you once saw was so appealing. 'Cause I'm lost back here, but it won't be long, 'cause I'm writing songs, I'm reading books, I'm growing girls, seeing the world, I'm doing fine, I'm in my prime, 'cause life's too short for crying. But I won't waste no time lying, that I'm living all my life until the next time.
The culmination of the joy, pain, laughter, tears, and beer that it took to write 44 can be found in the piece The Next Time, an extraordinarily pointed confession of awareness and self-actualization. Even if the other 12 tracks on 44 did not exist, the message of the album would still ring true and clear, based solely on the power of this single.
But you've been away for a long, long time. I'd like to hope.
Like everything about growing up, 44 is merely a number, not a sentence. It's clearly not the end of the story. And I hope 44 is not the end of the music that we get to hear from Mike Tittle and New Sincerity Works. For WVXU's Local Exposure, I'm Jim Nolan. Sincerely.